The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Hello, and welcome back to The Elephas Hour. I am your host, Zachary Williams, and I have returned to the podcast that serves as an aural for your ears, A-U-R-A-L, not oral, cinema for audio dramas created to entertain and make people think, and in the next few weeks we'll be presenting a few adaptations or something original stuck in a familiar setting slash premise, who knows. And I'm starting off this week with a legend based on the first lyric of my favorite Disney song. Guess. Not many people are that familiar with the 1001 Arabian Nights beyond the title, and that's a small shame because they often go to some interesting, fantastical places, albeit dated places. But re-examination and open-mindedness doesn't hurt, and access to context on the internet, I guess. But here is one of my favorites, presented in Elephas Hour fashion, so sit back and enjoy The 40 Thieves, Part 1.
Forgive me. To the Honorable Emir of the City, my greetings and wishes for eternal happiness. I realize that there has not been a recent account of the full sum or history of my new prospects, and the speculations of those who serve you have gone unanswered. I now ask you to hear this full summary from myself, Ali, and when it is finished, to take right action accordingly. I write this from my brother Kasim's estate, which I have obtained, along with the addition of his family and his servant. But it is through the cause of strange events, not wealth, that I have gained this, though I come from respectability. I worked from a lesser place. I was a woodcutter, not long before. I often had to go outside the city to cut down the scraps of trees, standing where the soil was not hard. To go further wasn't a little thing. To me, it wasn't. The forest and the further scrub seemed desperate, dangerous. It's strange that I was proud enough to stay where I was, as where I was. It made no sense. I had been arranged to marry the last daughter of a friend of my father's from another city. She made the most of where we lived, a small, crowded house, crushed between others like it in a dusty district. I went around selling what I gathered when the sun sank and the heat crept away. I think I tried harder to convince people about cold nights instead of cooking as I should have. I do not like hindsight. Most of my actions have led me to it anyway, in order to learn about life. I do not know if I learned love. Mida and I were married. That was all. I'm wondering if I should go down to the forest near the waste. Might be dangerous.
Then tonight isn't.
No. No, it wouldn't be for a while. Weekend. It's all right, Mina.
Mina, get in here. Get inside.
I am certain that you remember the time when this dry land was blessed with rain, which turned the streets into a flood.
Please, catch something. Mila, come.
Why?
just stood there, letting the water rush over her feet. When the streets were clear, she was gone. I was alone. My dear Ali, my brother, Kasim, came shortly after. How are you? Alone? No. You still have me? Your brother. When will there be a funeral? No, there won't.
I could help with...
And there is no body.
Oh, well. I am sorry.
But what could you do?
With the flood, it nearly...
Try to get her to come inside. I only tried to reach once. What could I have done?
I was going to say, since we're still building our courtyard, the house was safe. That will have a true estate.
I'm glad, Kasim.
Thank you. Alam as well. My son's prospects are not as strong. Would you trust me? I'm not letting them get away.
Don't be discouraged, brother. Maybe it's a sign for you to temper something that ambition of yours. You must have had dreams for Mila, this place. Now you can step back and find humility again. You think I lost it?
If you need to ask, you'll be all right. Oh, I just remembered. Come on. I want to give you something. A gift. Two donkeys. Yeah. Good. Whenever you go out to cut wood in the forest, you can carry more with them.
Where will I keep them?
Don't you have a place in the back? They won't run, I promise.
Thank you.
Don't say I don't look after you. What?
Should I have done more?
Do more, do less. You know the answer. Acting sudden as you might get you into all kinds of things. But then it might make you selfish.
You're right. Thank you.
Goodbye, Ali. And so, I started venturing to the forest. It seemed my selfishness kept me from it. Now I had nothing but myself, and donkeys to help me. And I did find myself making more profit with the quantity of wood I found. I don't really know if the quality was that special.
You didn't cut down the thin ones outside the gates.
No, I've got better this time. I finally got the gumption to go to the woods. So you're getting equal value?
Equal value for this? How would I know? I imitate that. I wouldn't go.
Don't try to change my mind. I need money.
And you're the wastes of the scrub. It could be dangerous.
What I can do.
Dangerous? That's what I said. Yeah, sorry. Most of the day. I'll be quiet.
Your secret is safe with me. Good day. After that, I didn't tell anyone where I got my wares. Which was just as well, because there was no one else. That small forest almost felt like a secret, honestly. There weren't any signs that anyone else came. If they did, they'd only find shade under the trees. Besides that, were the great rock formations almost as high as a mountain. Or scrub and desert. Far as the eye could see.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to climb it.
You'll be all right without me. Go on. Find more shade. You won't get it under the rocks. You think there'd be an opening in there? Something. Maybe I could turn to mining.
What's that? Something on the horizon. Lots of dust. A sandstorm. Oh, no. That's all I need. No. It's riders. Some entourage. With a few swords. I'll stay here.
Chiron? You still have our goods?
What we saved. They are safe here.
We find Boma.
Good. Don't forget.
Look away.
Please. If we won't have our own tradition, we will at least have courtesy. Good.
Why are they at the rocks? We have to come here for shade.
Open. Sesame.
The rocks. Rock splitting. They must have found an opening. But...
Gala. Only if you have business being in.
Maybe there's some kind of tribe. How many? Someone in, so... Counting the horses... 20 camels. That's 40. 40 what, though? What are they doing in there?
Hey, do you see something?
What?
In those trees?
They can't see.
In the forest?
Good thinking sending away the donkeys.
Anything.
There.
I'll be here for a while.
They're back.
Close, Sesame. On your lead.
Mine. Turn.
Huh. Yeah, time to...
But... What about the cave? If that's what it is. How'd they enter the rock? It's solid all the way through.
Or not.
Right. And the donkeys.
Hey, where are...
Huh. They're drinking at the pool. Okay, let's go. How'd they do it? A spell? The lead one said something. Two things. Maybe there's a keyhole. Was directly to... Wait. Maybe he said it in this little hole. Whispered... No, he didn't. Open Sesame. That worked. But there's no one back here. Looks like a pulley system strung into the wall.
Huh.
There's light down the path. There might be... Ow! Someone left a cache of coins lying around. Or... Huh. is a cave.
A treasure horn. Coins. Rupees. Clothes. For kings.
Precious stones, that makes sense.
Treasure everywhere. What's in these?
More wealth.
This is unbelievable.
And the light. It's coming. The light's coming from the torches. It's mostly gone though. Is that a crossbow? I haven't seen one like that.
Weapons like those. The caravan can't be too careful. They're thieves. Where would anyone put this but here? Not even the king could keep it somewhere. And they made protection. Passwords, mechanics. The light's going out. But even if someone got in here, they'd be trapped in the dark. Unless they knew, they could be back. Even a little of this, what I could use with. Maybe just from... still closed. Was... Okay. Open sesame! Close sesame? Hey! Come on, where are my donkeys? We're going home!
Had I thought further about my actions at the time, I cannot say what would have happened. But I had made a discovery, had taken a keepsake from it. More than that, change in fortune. I took from the thieves. But as they were thieves themselves, and that excuse is what I start. That excuse you might call ambition, acting for the future, you may find it favorable. But another man did not.
He'll ask us, I know.
No, don't.
No, Father wouldn't ask us to remember anything. Hello, Father.
Love for your brother, Ali.
We'd be too old for that anyway.
Remembering and reciting the wisdom in life never ages. Even if you do. Then you may have a mind of what you do. And today I will help you. My sons, I have taught you as you have grown the best I could. And I have considered your strengths and failings. The path of the world is a challenging one. I wonder if you are willing to follow mine. A merchant. A weigher of coinage and metals. It is a trade you have seen and learned. You know this house. And my business. Kasim.
Kasim, he's talking. Father?
My business and fortunes are yours.
He's going to need help.
You will find his own. I know you can make do, Ali. I will set you elsewhere.
I don't understand.
This is not a place for the quick of action. And when you do them...
That's not true.
Quiet! And when you do, one day, you might take on your own selfish ambitions, follow with deceit. Pride.
I've never...
Better to be quiet and humble as a servant. Less thoughts of foolishness.
I haven't done anything.
Have you not cheated? Have you not lied? Have you not stole from me?
Maybe as a child, I've learned.
You have done these things, and they revealed you. Now you will learn. Do you trust me, Ali?
Yes, father. Do you not trust me? Do you not love me?
When you have received what you deserve, you will find one who will.
Kasim?
Sir?
Do you know where the owner of the shop is?
The master has gone out for the day. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you work for Kasim?
I am his servant.
Servant? Actually, I don't need to see him. I just need... Is there anyone else in charge around here?
The master's son is in the back, sir.
Are you good at what you do? I mean, your master trusts you.
I would hope so, taking the honor.
I'm his brother, Ali. And I do have business I'd like to accomplish here, but I'd like someone in confidence. Can you be discerning?
I can use discretion, but for...
You're the first I...
What are you doing, Marjana? You stop for what? Ali! Good day.
Good day to you, sister.
I am sorry my husband is not here to meet you. What brings you here?
May I use your skills for these? I like to weigh these bags I brought. Can I borrow one?
Of course. Marjan can fetch one.
Yes, mistress.
Listen. Before you bring them, rub a small amount of wax on the bottom of them. I want to see something. For honesty's sake.
Mistress.
Done with sweeping?
I'm fetching the scales for your mother.
Oh, wait.
But what?
I wasn't done with it.
Then why did you tie them to?
A prank. But you should have looked. You're just like my uncle. That's what father would say.
He's here.
Just doing. What? He asked for me?
He asked for these.
Don't blame me. I'm not the one who should learn.
Why make a mystery? We have grain in there. It might be easier if you took it out, if there's individual pieces.
No, I'll just borrow the scales and take them home, thank you.
We're very busy today, and we need them particularly. You know how it is. So, if you'd like to take out... Or put both of... Do you need help? I can call Amir.
No!
I'm just afraid they'll break... Either one. Well, whatever it is, there's plenty of it.
Yeah, this isn't working.
Well, now wait, who said?
Thank you for this. I'm sorry for bothering you.
No, anytime. Amir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ali.
If I may ask, mistress?
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to find out?
Did I say that?
Did anything stick to the bottoms?
You know the trick.
Never tried it.
My brother-in-law is not a man of means. Him coming in with such large bags is a little unsettling. Because he's a poor, decent man with a potential for inclinations. Little's worse.
What about a rich, decent man with...
Leave it. Why wouldn't he tell me?
Mother, too late.
I don't think there was a rip in the bags. You seemed honest, mistress. Only a little harried.
No. Just harried.
Oh. Right, so that's 25 of that. Don't even know what this is. Who would? No. Unless he knows. Better. I think. Yes? Now, Ali, tell me your story.
I'm sorry.
Tell me the truth.
What are you talking about, Kasim? Did I lie to you?
This house is lying to me. Your clothes are lying to me. Money doesn't.
It might.
If it's with you. You're not as poor as you want me to think.
Well, thank you.
Congrats to you two. You think it's good? Hoarding wealth in a little house, waiting for more to trickle in? No, wait,
That's called banking. Why don't we go to the roof, then? That's just the front door. That doesn't go up to...
Why are you keeping secrets, Ali? Haven't your old schemes taught you anything?
I didn't scheme to get this.
How did you get it? Begging.
It's from a cave. A treasure hoard hidden in the great rocks near the forest. I believe it was gathered by a tribe of thieves.
So they're thieves.
I saw them there. It counted 40. Their leader said some special words, and the solid rock opened for them. I did the same thing when they left. And I took only this from them. I swear that's the truth. I'm not going back there. No one should.
What were the words?
It doesn't...
You might as well.
Open to open the cave. Close to close it. And sesame on both words.
It's like Father said. You think too much. It's dangerous. Open sesame.
How?
You might go back.
I just said
you
I wouldn't.
You got the treasure. Wait a while and greed...
Greed makes you forget. I think I came up with that, not Father.
Do me a favor and don't do anything else. No mindless action. You'll start something you wish you hadn't.
I had a mind, I thought. And now I have this.
That's my point.
I did want to change this place. This life. And that's wrong, brother. I can share this.
No. Did Elham find out? You don't think I could figure it out myself? So sesame open. Sesame clip. No, that's...
Don't be upset with me.
I'm not. Good night. Oh, what's... Open sesame? Close sesame.
Right. Wait. I think... Perhaps it should have been apparent to me what was going to happen. But I was lost in my thoughts. As harsh as my brother was, he had spoken at least one truth. I had, indeed, started something.
This looks right. Hope no one shows to fight or laugh at me.
Open sesame.
Love a truthful brother.
Oh, come on, where is it? Where's the...
No. Still.
I've still got the words.
It's all right. How did it know?
You should have had better protection here.
How to get it out?
Team of men. Camels, horses.
Of course, this goodbye fleet. I'll start with the one I got. So, come on, I want to get out. Open, cave. What was it? Seat. Plenty. Open, plenty. Open. Open, come on. Do it for me. Help! No. Oh dear. The thieves. Stupid Ollie. No!
Is that your horse? Go on. You found our place. Found good things?
Yes.
How did you know of this place?
I'm smart.
The truth.
You won't kill me?
Closer to me. How did this happen? We are precise. We are loyal. But we have been betrayed.
Impossible. But there was always a chance we'd be discovered. Do we think of how?
Or what now? Take him down. Search him. Then let someone come for him. Let that be their end.
Udo, help me.
If not, we will.
You've been listening to The 40 Thieves, Part 1. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to subscribe or leave any comments. We're available. The 40 Thieves was written and directed by me, Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. Stay tuned in 3 weeks for Part 2, right here on The Elephas Hour.